Okay, we are back. Generational Talent, week 10. And I will apologize because Nick brought it to my attention that last week where I thought I made a recording error, I didn't. And I didn't even go and check it before uploading because this is not one where I have a whole lot of time to do a lot of editing before I upload because we try to do it same day. So I just immediately upload them. And yeah, turns out you guys listened to our betting favorites twice. Sorry. Yeah, you guys know how to use a skip button on your podcast player. So we're going to assume everybody ended up fine.
Yeah, not a problem at all. A good week. You know, wasn't the greatest week for me betting. Wasn't horrible either. It was better than the previous week. So
yeah.
From the betting side, not too bad. But there were clearly a few moments. I know you've got a bunch. Let's hear what do you got for your top 10 for generational talent. Oh, by the way, you're listening to the old man, Travis, and
Tommy. Yes, this is Generational Talent on Desert Highway Radio, bringing you different takes from the same NFL season. Thank you. I left my energy drink on that side of the table. All right. So for the generational talent top 10 takeaways for week 10, we've got, let's see, number 10, Eagles versus Packers. Boring.
Yeah, that game was totally lame. 0-0 at halftime. I'm like, bleh.
Yes, which was a trend. And we'll get into it a little bit more.
I mean, I suppose if you like defense, but I only like defense when it's my team.
Yeah. Number 9, we've got the Steelers versus Chargers. Another boring primetime game with Herbert being an absolute punching bag, but still, Chargers come out on top.
Rodgers was terrible.
He's looking his age. The Steelers look like a middle-aged man team.
Yeah, I agree.
Number 8, we've got Davis Mills doing more with the offense than C.J. Stroud could do, and a huge come-from-behind victory
like
for the
21
Texans.
Points or something in the fourth quarter. I mean, we've seen that so many times this year. It's crazy.
Especially with the Jaguars, who tend to lose, and
Jaguars and Giants.
Yeah, a buddy of ours, Randall, who is a huge Jaguars fan, he's got a great point. Jaguars against backup QBs are awful. They lose against backup QBs all the time.
So I got a question for you, Tommy, because of these utter collapses. Who would win between the Jacksonville Jaguars and New York Giants?
It'd be another tie.
It'd be another tie, or it would happen right at the very end of the fourth quarter with 30 seconds to go.
I might even have 11 options on here, honestly. This one, I have it as number 8. So is this a repeat of number 8?
No, you were just okay. On 9.
So the Colts win in overtime. Beautiful W. Jonathan Taylor, absolute stud. Daniel Jones, bloody lip and all, but they got it done against the Falcons, who this was, to me, for the Colts, a make-or-break game to where, you know, there's that fraud alert stuff coming up with the Colts, and I think that win in, against the Atlanta Falcons was needed and good.
In Berlin. And, it was a good game, too. It was a really good game to watch, and all I can say is Jonathan Taylor is a beast.
Yeah.
Beast.
Number 7, Carolina loses, and the new quarterback for the Saints, Shuck, he didn't look too bad.
No, not too bad at all. Threw a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, no interceptions, not a ton of, yardage, but he looked fine.
Yep. And he didn't beat a slouch. That team, Carolina's playing good football this year.
Yeah. Number 6, we've got the Raiders versus Broncos. Yet another snooze fest.
That game was so boring.
So boring. There's been a lot of boring football games this week, especially in primetime.
We've been all pampered, too, because we haven't seen a lot of them. These ones were lame.
Yeah, this was by far the worst week for primetime games. Yeah,
wasn't that 10-7 or something? Was boring.
Yeah, it was awful. The Sunday night game boring, the Monday night game boring, Thursday night game boring. I mean, just what is
going
on?
Don't get me wrong, on paper, this looks like a slaughter for the upcoming Thursday night game, but we'll see how it goes.
And I'm going to take this opportunity, because I've got a platform and he doesn't right now, to give a little bit of crap to our favorite Broncos fan, Mr. Matt Phillips of Mic'd Up and Mildly Qualified. Matthew sits here and he tells me that the Broncos are top tier Super Bowl contending team. I'm sorry, but ladies and gentlemen, if you're football fans and you watch all of the football games, most of the Broncos W's are close games. They're all within like 4 points,
come
I think, except
behind
for two of them. And they're against not great
or
teams.
Come from behind. They were down a bunch too to come from behind on one of them.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The Broncos are a fourth quarter team. They're only playing in the fourth quarter. Yeah. But when you're having super close games against the Giants and the Jets and the Raiders, you're a fraud alert right now.
And you need that offense to stay steady. Your defense is the only thing keeping you in games. Mm-hmm.
And I would say this. Talk about make or break for them. Much like for the Seahawks, right now they're going to be playing the Chiefs, right? Isn't that their next game? So
I know it's coming up. And the Chiefs are always going to be that. They're the king in that division until they're enthroned.
So to me, whoever wins this game between Broncos and Chiefs, those are the ones I'm going to consider to be contenders. Much like with the Seahawks and Rams.
Right.
I think not that the Seahawks and Rams are as bad. Obviously, we've got good records.
Both teams are going to be in the playoffs for sure. It's just a matter of which one is going to be likely the number one seed.
Yeah. Broncos... frauds. So we've got number 5, The Bears come from behind victory.
Again,
Russell. They've got a bunch. Yeah, this is the one that cost Brian Daboll his job, and
it's which is fine. He sucks.
Yeah, he does suck. And this is the one where yet again you put Russell Wilson in, and he sells it all.
He's got to retire.
Why did they not put Jameis Winston in?
I don't know.
There's no shot you're going to convince me that Russ is better than Jameis. Yeah, no They're doubt. Both bad.
You get like 6 years younger, and the other guy too. Russ is terrible, and Daboll to me a season too late. He sucks.
Yeah,
you know.
Number four, I've got the Buccaneers defense absolutely falling apart in the fourth quarter, in the Buccaneers loss, against the, who did they play? Why is my brain not functioning? Let me double check that.
Which one are you looking at? I'm sorry.
The Buccaneers, who they just lost to. The Patriots.
The Patriots.
So, yeah, they fell apart in the fourth. It wasn't a great game for them anyways. You look at the score looks close. Patriots pretty much had that game in the bag. You know, obviously, you got MVP candidate talk for Drake May. I think it's, as of right now, well-earned. We'll see if he can finish the season the same way. But as we've seen with Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud, you know, these quarterbacks, they're coming in and having a really good first full year, which, you know, for Drake May, this would be his first full year, I would say. We'll see how they do sophomore season. But so far, he's looking like a little Tom Brady. Can't knock it.
Right. Agreed. 100%.
Number three, we've got the Jets beating the Browns in a game nobody cares about. But the reason
you have that way high, wait, give me your reasoning here.
Because I was laughing so hard. Browns defensive player number 99, who I don't know off the top of my head. He's not Myles Garrett.
Yeah,
We get down to the bottom or the very end of the fourth quarter in this Jets and Browns game. It's a fourth down. The Jets are going to have to punt, but they line it up, trying to get the offsides call, trying to get him to jump. Any football player knows with where they were at field position wise, this is going to be a punt. They're just faking you guys out and getting into a different punting position. And number 99 jumps on it. I'm like, you fool. And it cost the Browns the game and their one chance that they had to potentially make a comeback. And I just thought it was so funny because he was so stupid that nobody else on the planet would have like jumped on the most obvious fake lineup. It was just great. I had a great time with it. Browns suck. Jets suck. Nobody cares about either of them. Number two, we've got the Bills losing to the Dolphins. What the heck happened there? Could not tell you.
Happy boy. And all I can say, I mean, yes, upset all the way, but watching that game with the eye test, Miami manhandled them. It wasn't even like it was some kind of a fluke weird thing. No, they got beat up and down that field for an entire game.
And if you're the Buffalo Bills, this is really going to call into question. Before the trade deadline hit, why didn't you do anything to get Josh Allen weaponry?
Yeah.
I mean, because you saw it out there. He had nobody to throw to.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I love the Bills. I want to see them do well, but I am not feeling good here.
Yeah. And my number one was the afternoon games on Sunday. Talk about an interesting coincidence of 40s versus 20s, because you've got the Lions and Commanders matching the Hawks and Cardinals games of a 44-22. Yep. And then you've got the Rams and the 49ers, 42-26.
Which is fun. I love all that. There's offense all over the place. And if you're a fantasy football player, you're loving that.
And of course, while we're talking about it, the Seahawks absolutely made the Cardinals look stupid. Yes, they had a moment where they scored a couple tutties, and that's great for them, but a 44-22 loss, you still suck.
And watching that game, Seahawks defense. I mean, now granted, we are up for a challenge. You mentioned earlier, it's the Rams and Seahawks this week. In my opinion, that's going to clearly, you know, determine who's going to have the one seed. I'm not saying who's going to win it all, but I believe these are the two best teams. People can make an argument with the Eagles down there, but I personally feel if the Seahawks played the Eagles today, they beat them.
I agree. And the Seahawks have had a history recently of kind of whooping the Eagles when we needed to. So
and Seahawks defense is legit.
Yeah, and Jacoby Brissett or Kyler Murray, who cares? Your team sucks.
Yeah, and Jacoby, and I class act on, by the way, of Sam Darnold, because he was saying how, you know, told him the fans shouldn't be booing, and I guess they were booing pretty heavy and harassing Jacoby Brissett, and he goes, that guy's been fighting his whole career to be able to play football, and I wouldn't be booing him. He's playing better than Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah. Kyler Murray. Talk about trade him already.
One thing I did want to bring up to you. Did you see that defensive player Payne for Washington club right in the head?
Yes.
So I was wondering, Tommy, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole too far and speculate, but I was wondering, why did he hit him?
I honestly don't know. I didn't look too much into it. I just saw the clip.
I may be going down a rabbit hole.
Okay, go down that rabbit hole.
Did you see what Amon-Ra did when he scored a touchdown?
Uh-uh. Oh, he did the Trump dance, yeah. Oh, you think he clubbed him because he was giving some love to the president?
That's what I'm thinking. Which would, if that, I'm not, I mean, I'm, again, I don't know for sure, but nobody has said anything. Like, why isn't the glaring question, why did you punch Amon-Ra St. Brown in the head?
That's a good question.
And, but if that is why he did it, I mean, he was paying respect to his president, right? Regardless of if you like him or not, he's your president. I mean, I'm just saying, if that was the case, that's cruddy. And he did get suspended for the next game.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Well, I mean, just dumb to freaking hit a player, especially like Drom Payne, who's good. Like, they don't have the ability to lose you right now.
And I don't know about you, Tommy, but I don't know if it hurt him at all getting hit in a helmet.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, maybe your hand, but it didn't hurt Amon-Ra's head. Yeah, no. You clubbed me in a helmet. Okay.
That's the funniest part when they get into fights and stuff and they're just punching helmets. It's like, you're just hurting yourself. Like, correct. You're dumb.
There's no way the helmet off that's ever going to hurt him. Yeah.
And then hit him. Yep. Do a Myles Garrett and really, you know, bash Mason Rudolph with his own helmet.
There we go. All right, stud.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys in segment two where we're going to go over betting odds and favorites. And I will not play it twice because I'm paying attention to the technology today. Segment two now beginning for generational talent. We've got our betting odds and favorites. But first, let's go over last week's. So, Dad, you and I both had a hot take pick. My hot take pick, which I did win, was the Seahawks winning by at least two touchdowns, 14 points, and obviously they did, 44-22.
Yep. Speaking of the same score, different game, my hot take was Detroit by 14. I figured they're going to kill the Commanders, and they did, 44-22, same score.
And then you also had the Texans to win by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I did. I figured that would be a good one, and they did exactly that. They won by a touchdown over Jacksonville, 36-29.
Very good.
That was one of my three betting picks.
Now, in terms of my three betting picks, not a good week. I had Atlanta being the underdog, you know, plus 5.5, and they lost by 6.
Yeah, half a point. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
Here's my loss. My loss out of the gate, I had Tampa Bay beating New England, and they lost 25-28, and they needed to win by 3, so that didn't work.
I had my second loss was Buffalo winning by at least 9.5, which holy cow.
Yeah, that went the other way.
Yeah.
My next one was a win. I had Baltimore minus 5 over Minnesota, and they beat Minnesota by 8, so I covered that one.
My only one that I won was Detroit minus 9.
Detroit minus 9. And like I said, I had Houston winning by 1.5. They won by 7. So I did go 2 for 3, and I got my hot take.
Very good. All right. You want to go through these betting odds?
Yeah. Here we go. First up, we have the Thursday night game coming up. The Jets. Do I have that right? Yeah. The Jets at the Patriots. Patriots are minus 12.5. The over-under 43.
Yeah. You know, I don't like spreads that large, but I do think the Patriots are going to beat them. I don't think they're going to have a huge issue beating them.
I don't think so either. I think the Jets, there's too many holes.
Yeah, especially with them giving up their entire defense. Yeah,
right. Next up, we have the Washington Commanders at Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins coming off of that big win. They're minus 2.5 favorites, over under 47.5.
You know, again, if this
That's a 6:30 in the morning game, by the way, in Spain.
Okay. If it was the Jaden Daniels-led Commanders, different story. Not that they've been great even with Jaden Daniels. Look what we did to them. But regardless, I probably would just go with the Dolphins on this one because you got a pretty beat up Commanders team.
Agreed. I'm right there with you. Next up, we have the Green Bay Packers at the New York Giants. Green Bay is a minus 7 favorite, over under 43.5.
Yeah, you know, it depends on which Packers team you're going to get. They're very, very unpredictable. I
would agree, but who's quarterback in the Giants?
That's true.
And I know what you're saying, though, because I have no idea what's happening to Jordan Love. He's just falling apart.
Yeah, no, he's falling apart. You're also going to have a new coaching staff, obviously, for the Giants as well.
And that could be a good thing, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll save my thoughts.
Okay, save your thoughts. All right. I did not take that one. So I'm going to go ahead and make a pick on that then. You're going to wait on yours. I'm going to go ahead and say Green Bay gets them. I think it's a get-right game for Jordan Love, so that's what I'm going with. But I am wondering if that new coach is going to stay. I would go with Winston all the way.
I would too.
Next up, we have the Chargers minus 3 on the road against Jacksonville, over under 43.5.
I would probably pick the Chargers. Jacksonville's a weird team. You never know what they're going to do.
I can't figure them out either.
And Chargers at least have been pretty consistent with their last, I would say 7 games.
And doing pretty good too when you think about it. They're pretty dang injured, man. That team has been beat up and they're still winning.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I like the Chargers on that one, minus 3. Okay, next up we have the Houston Texans on the road against the Tennessee Titans. Houston is a minus 7, over under of 38.5. So you have a heavy high spread, but a very low scoring game. 38.5 is probably lowest for the week. And It is.
Because they're still, are they rolling with Davis Mills again?
That's a good question, Tommy. I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's He's questionable. So, you know, what's his face is.
Honestly, just take the over. I think that it'll be over that.
Okay. All right. I will circle back to that one. Okay, next up we have the Cincinnati Bengals on the road against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are favored 5.5, over under 49.
Yeah. you know, the Bengals, they give the Steelers a run for their money, and the Steelers aren't playing very well, so I'd go Bengals.
You go Bengals? I'm coming off of a bye. I think they're pretty rested. I also would go Bengals plus 5.5.
And there is a chance, just, you know, that Dart could come back for this game with the Giants. Because it's concussion protocol. There is no set timeline or mandatory minimum length. So didn't he know could that very
a,
well come
didn't
back.
Didn't know it was a concussion issue. Okay. I thought it was something more serious. Carolina Panthers is next up. Plus 3.5 on the road in Atlanta. Over under 42.5. Again, Atlanta's a 3.5 point favorite.
These are two teams that have potential to be good, but are just playing average. Yeah. Which, you know,
and a good point.
They'll have their moment. Like, but you look at Bryce Young's. He hasn't had a game with over 200 yards in the last three or four.
No, it's a heavy running game.
Yeah, but they're not throwing a ton, like you're saying, and he's not throwing a ton of picks either. He's not being bad. He's just being very mediocre. Michael Penix, same thing. He'll have, like, these blow-up moments and then moments of mediocrity, so you kind of have to put him right in the middle, too.
He's strange. You'll see passes that are brilliant and then some that are like, what are you doing?
It's Jameis Winston-style gameplay, honestly, except for he doesn't throw it up as much as Winston does. He does rely a little bit on Bijan when he can.
I'm going to circle back to this one.
I'd probably go Falcons.
Falcons, okay. Next up, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Buffalo. Buffalo's a 5.5-point favorite, over-under 48.
Yeah, this one's a hard one, too. I mean, obviously, if Buffalo's going to be playing like they did last week, I wouldn't touch them.
Tampa Bay either. They lost to New England.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But at least Tampa Bay was a little bit competitive.
Well, yeah, and they lost to a good team.
Yeah.
No offense, Nick.
Yeah, no, gosh, no, the Dolphins are not a team that should have beat the Bills. Honestly, I'd probably go, just because it's a 5.5 spread, I'd probably go Buccaneers, because I think it will be close.
We would differ on this, you and I. I think the Bills are going to get them.
Okay.
Okay, next up, we have the Chicago Bears in Minnesota. Minnesota's a 3-point favorite, over under 48.5.
I mean, the Bears are on a streak right now. They're doing a lot of come from behind victories, so it's hard to like say that they're going to absolutely manhandle.
Right. A lot of cardiac games.
Like, again, I wouldn't trust the Bears to beat a spread, but I'd trust the money line, and since they're the underdog, I feel like I'd feel pretty comfortable picking the Bears.
I like all that analogy, and I feel the same way. I think they're going to pull it off. Okay, next up we have the 49ers at the Arizona Cardinals. 49ers are a 2.5-point favorite, over under 48.5. Talk of Purdy being ready for this game, and talk of Pearsall also being ready.
I mean, if they're ready, then it's an easy 49ers pick. And honestly, I feel like it's probably a pretty easy 49ers pick anyways. Arizona's garbage.
They're not good.
If you're an Arizona fan, try again.
I'm with you. I'd be taking the Niners. Here we go. I wish they would have flexed this game, too. I wish they would have put this game at Sunday night. I'm sorry. Seahawks, 1 o'clock game. Ugh.
Yeah.
Seahawks on the road in L.A., and rightfully so, on the road, they're a 3-point underdog, over under 48.5.
I'll have more to say about this later.
Okay, we'll circle back. I don't, but I'm going to say this. I am going to go with the Seahawks.
Undefeated
on the road. I wish it was 3.5 because I don't know if the Seahawks are going to win. I don't know, but I do think it's going to come down to a kick.
That's fair.
I just wish it was 3.5. Okay, next up, the Ravens, Baltimore at Cleveland, and they're an 8-point favorite, over under 40. And I'm going to circle back to this one.
You know, the Ravens are on a streak right now. They're playing hard. You know, they're playing the Browns. Yeah. Browns are a very good defensive team, nothing offensive. It'll be an interesting one, but I'd probably go Ravens.
Ravens, okay. Next up, we have the Chiefs. This will be a good game. Chiefs are on the road in Denver. Here you go, Matty P. They're in Denver. They're a 3.5-point favorite, the Chiefs are, over under 44.5.
I'm going to say Broncos. I'm going to give Matty P the love there that I do think the Broncos can do it, but if they don't, they're frauds.
Well, if they don't do it, Kansas City is going to be the lead horse. Yeah. Well, Kansas City and the Chargers. Okay. I agree with you on that, too. Detroit Lions next up. They're the Sunday night game, which this is a good game. This is the Detroit Lions at the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles are a 2.5-point favorite, over under 46.5.
I will have more to say about this after we talk.
I will, too.
Okay,
here we go. And the Monday night game is a snooze fest.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys at the Las Vegas Raiders. Dallas is a 3.5-point favorite on the road, 50.5. No love for either one, which I get. No love for either of those defenses.
Yeah, It's hard to say who would win, but I can tell you all of America's losing on that night.
But, those are like two teams, too, that most everybody hates.
Yeah, I give me the Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah. I'm going to go the Raiders only because I don't think they're going to win, but I think it's going to be a field goal, and because I do think this is just going to be a back and forth of two ugly teams.
Yeah, it's a who cares game.
All right, that being said, all right, let's start our bets. And after all that we've shared, Tommy, what is your first of your three-team parlay?
So first and foremost, I want to tell everybody I went full underdogs this time. My first one, we'll go with...
We did opposite. I went favorites. Go for it.
I went Detroit Lions plus 2.5 against the Eagles. I do think that they're going to win against the Eagles.
I'll circle back to that one when we get to our hot take. Good call. I got my first one is Houston minus 7 over Tennessee. I think Tennessee is a terrible team, and I think Houston is playing good football. I would like to get the starter back in there. I think the kid did a good job, bringing him back this time. But I'd rather get back to our boy. But I think Houston's on the verge of starting a streak here and being playoff bound. Hopefully.
Okay. I've got the New York Giants plus 7. I think, and I'm counting on the fact that I do believe Jackson Dart will be in. I'll tell you what.
I think that's your difference maker.
If Russ is the starting QB, this bet is toast.
It could burn you. Yeah.
If it's Jameis, I'm nervous, but I'm okay. If it's Jackson Dart, I feel pretty comfortable. I think a new coaching staff is going to be good.
I definitely agree with that take.
And I think the Packers suck.
They are broken. I think they need to be fixed, and it starts with Jordan Love because your running back's good. Your receivers are they're a bunch of bees, but there are a lot of bees. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something's got to go. My next one is Atlanta minus 3.5 over Carolina. I think Atlanta's in pretty good shape. Atlanta's going to, it's weird because you don't know which one you're going to get, but with those weapons, they should get Carolina.
I agree. My last one, which will also be part of my hot take here, I picked the Seattle Seahawks plus 3 against the Rams.
No heart in that one, huh? You don't think it with your heart? You're going with your brain?
I'm going with everything I've got. And my hot take is that Seattle will win by 7.
Wow, that is a hot take. In L.A. Yes. Our friends, I was going to tell you, Tommy, Neil, Jess, their sons are all going to be at that game at SoFi.
That'll be a fun game.
I know, that would be the game. I don't blame you. Believe me, I want you to be right. I stayed away from it because I just don't know.
My boys have not let me down every time I bet on them. It's been every other team that's let me down.
Let you down, yeah. And what a great game. I mean, the Rams are playing good football, and so are the Hawks. My last one is I like Baltimore minus 8 over Cleveland. I think Baltimore is going to climb right back into a good spot. I think a team that went 1-5 and you lost Lamar has won 3 in a row. Yeah. They're 4-5. They're playing good football. And with what's his face? They're running back. Why am I drawing a blank? Help me out.
Oh, Henry.
Henry. With Henry and those receivers all being healthy, his tight end's healthy.
I was going to say Mark Andrews caught a ball. Yeah, that's right. Great. Good for him.
I mean, Andrews, I mean, I personally think Baltimore's back in the saddle, man. They're going to climb right back in this race.
All right. What's your hot take?
My hot take is I think Detroit is going to beat Philly on the road.
Okay.
I don't think the spread, I think they're going to outright beat them.
Detroit beats Philly.
And your hot take?
That mine is the Seattle minus 7.
Oh, the Seattle minus 7. That's right. Okay. All right. I like it. All right. Well, I believe, Tommy Boy, we've got our week 10 power ranking we got to get to, right?
Yes, we do. All right. We'll catch you guys in segment 3. Welcome back to Generational Talent. We are now going to talk our power rankings for week 11.
A quick recap. I had 15. I had Pittsburgh. I had 14. This was last week's. 14 was the Niners. 13 was the Jags. 12 was the Chargers. 11 was the Patriots. Cracking the top 10, we had Kansas City. Number 9, Green Bay. Number 8, Denver. Number 7, Seahawks. Number 6, Lions. Number 5, Colts. Number 4, Philadelphia. Number 3, Buccaneers. Number 2, Bills. And number 1 were the Rams.
Okay. My week 10 power rankings, so last week's, we had 15 Chicago Bears, 14 Steelers, 13 Chargers, 12 Patriots, 11 Chiefs, 10 49ers, 9 Eagles, 8 Broncos, 7 Packers, 6 Rams, and my top 5 goes Buccaneers, Lions, Seattle at number 3, Colts at number 2, Bills at number 1.
All right. So I'm going to tell you right now, jumping into mine, the first of two teams that are bouncing out of my top 15, I'm putting into number 15, the San Francisco 49ers. I have them dropping 1 to 15. I think they're still playing pretty tough in teams. They're, but they are bumped up, but I do have them dropping to 15.
Which means, by the way,
my Steelers are out.
I was going to say, nobody's left mine. My list has stayed the same. My number 15 is the Steelers, though. They are right on the cusp. Yep. So
I had them bounce out of there. Number 14 is a new one on my list, and it's the Baltimore Ravens. I think those guys are on the move. Baltimore Ravens, number 14.
All right, my number 14, they dropped mightily from number 10, would be the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm. You know what? We're doing pretty good here. So we had those just flip-flopped a little bit. My number 13 is new to my list, which means I knocked Jacksonville Jaguars out of my list. So number 13, new on my list, is the Chicago Bears at number 13.
So my number 13 is the Chicago Bears as well. They jumped up 2 points. I never had the Jags on here just because they pissed me off. But yeah, Chicago was 15. They are now 13 on my list as well.
All right. Number 12 on my list, dropping 3, Green Bay Packers.
Okay. Number 12 on my list, jumping up 1, is the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay. There we go. Yep. Number 11 on my list, I had them go down one notch because, you know, they did lose. Kansas City Chiefs, you guys. Or they, it was a bye. No, they had a bye week. Yeah. But I do have them moving down one because I do have some movement ahead of them.
Well, my number 11, or I'm sorry. Yeah, my number 11, they stayed the same. It's the Chiefs as well.
Chiefs as well. Okay. Okay, cracking the top 10. There's my Los Angeles Chargers, number 10.
Okay, my number 10.
They that was went up two notches, by the way, from my list.
Okay, mine also went up two notches for number 10. It's the Patriots, number Patriots. 10.
Yep, I got you. I had a little bit more movement there. Number 9 on my list. I did it. I dropped them from 2. That's the Buffalo Bills. Mm. I have them at 9. That was such a pissed off loss, watching them lose as bad as they did to a team that is not good. I don't know what happened.
My number 9, they dropped from 7, is the Packers.
Packers, yeah. I had them further down. Yep. My number 8 stayed the same. I left them where they're at. Denver Broncos, number 8.
Same here. Number 8, Denver Broncos.
You didn't do
they
anything.
Didn't move.
You didn't do anything to go up. I don't care when or not. You guys just did.
Boring game. Yeah. Dumb game.
Number 7, I had these guys drop 4. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you're at 7.
Wow. Okay. My number 7, and for me, it's them moving up 2, is the Eagles.
The Eagles, okay. All right. Yeah, I get you.
It was a boring game, though.
Yeah, right. Number 6, this was my biggest mover of the week. Well, besides the Bills dropping. Up 5 notches, and I probably did have them too low. I have the New England Patriots moving from 11 to 6.
Oh, wow. A lot of movement. Yeah. My number 6, and they dropped from number 1, is the Bills.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. My number 6, they just dropped 1. It was the Buccaneers. Buccaneers. Yeah, they went from 5 to 6.
I got you. Number 5, basically, I am going up one notch. It wasn't like amazing, but I have the Detroit Lions at number 5.
That's fair. This is my one that dropped from 1st to 5th is the Bills.
Is the Bills?
Yeah.
Number 4 on my list, I had them go up one notch. I know you're going to get mad, but I have my reasons. But the Colts are at number 4.
Oh, that's fair. My number 4 is the Rams, and that is up 2 from where they were last week for me. They were 6 last week. So
it's hard for Tommy to move up an NFC West team.
Yeah, I hate the Rams.
Outside of the Hawks, yeah.
I love Matthew Stafford. Hate the Rams.
He is a stud. Number 3, I have them moving up one notch, and that's the Eagles. I have them at number 3.
Okay. My number 3, they moved up a notch, is the Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions, okay, mm-hmm. That makes fair. And the one that will make Tommy so happy, I have from moving up from number 7 to number 2, the Seattle Seahawks.
That's crazy, they're not number 1.
You've been dying to make them number 1, I know you have.
I have been. My number 2, they're the exact same spot they were before, it's the Colts, number 2.
Yep. My number 1, and it's going to be my Hawks if they beat them. But until they do, it is the Los Angeles Rams at number 1. I can't go against them. They've been consistent.
Hey, Richard Sherman, I know you listen to the show. You and I are on the same page because Daddy's number 1 is the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep. And it's, don't get me wrong, I want it to be the Hawks. I just want to see them beat a solid team. And the Rams are a solid team. So if they beat them, absolutely, I'll give it to them.
No, that's fine. Obviously, yeah, the Seattle Seahawks looking great. The Rams looking great. NFC West is a division. If you ignore those stupid Cardinals, then we're the best of the best.
No question. Because and the Niners are going to get healthy, so they will be back.
Because there's also a lot of love for NFC North. I know that one's, I think, one that has an all-winning division. Well, at least they did before this week's games. So let me just take a look at NFC
North. I get
North.
That, too. But here's what I would say based on what you're saying, too. I personally think the Hawks and the Rams are like the two best teams in football. I really do. So it just so happens they're in the same division.
Yeah, as of until last week, all of the NFC North had winning records, which you got Lions, Bears, Packers, and Vikings, but now Vikings are 4-5. So
and Lions and Bears, Packers, and Vikings. Yeah, I mean Lions are legit pretty and Bears are good. I don't think they're one of the best. See, in our division, I look at the Niners can make a case for being a good team. We make a case for being the two best teams in football.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, they're just in the same division. And the fact that we're talking like that about our Seahawks exactly halfway through the season makes me so happy. And they're playing they're on both sides of the ball. They're playing great football.
I was going to say, heads up, ladies and gentlemen, there's only three 8-2 teams, and that would be your Broncos, your Colts, and your Patriots. Patriots obviously are looking legit. We just want to see how they keep rolling with it. Colts are looking good, but also that there could it's hard. They have a lot of wins against bad teams. And then Broncos, the only reason that they're so low is because it's been close games against bad teams, and they're just not firing on all cylinders. They're playing, to me, two-thirds of football. They're playing defense, they're playing special teams to a degree, but nothing offensively is making me feel comfortable.
Their defense is legit, and it keeps them in the games. Yeah, their offense is way unpredictable.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm a big fan of both sides of the ball, and that's why I'm saying the Rams. I mean, as much as I love it, right now, Stafford's playing top of his game, and he is on fire. I think their backs match up with us really good. I think both defenses are rock solid. It's really going to come down to which one of these quarterbacks has a better game, in my opinion.
Because
even the two best receivers in football probably are Puka and Jackson Smith.
Yeah, no,
so,
I agree.
I mean, there's so many even matchups. It's going to come down to our two quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, and with that, guys, we're going to go ahead and sign off from Generational Talent. Thank you for listening to the Desert Highway Radio. And we'll catch you guys Tuesday next week to hopefully talk about how the Hawks absolutely destroyed those stupid Rams.
Go Hawks, baby.
Go Hawks.